Hey everyone, welcome to the Monday meditation, August 23rd. So when we meditate, we exercise patience. It does take some effort. It can be surprising to sometimes for people who are new to meditation to find out that while it does take effort, it is something that can be mastered. We're not trying to move directly to perfection. And in those moments when we notice we are trying to go straight to perfection, we begin to be more familiar with those thoughts and with our motivation and so forth, and also with the realization that perfection really isn't part of this activity. The ideas may persist, it's okay, but we, part of the patience is recognizing that as human beings, there's plenty that is part of our lives that we did not choose. And that even in this midst of a complex life with all the challenges that come to us, there are things we can do. And in meditation, we use our ability to direct our attention, to remember more and more that this simple activity of our minds, whereby we decide where we're going to place our attention, which is very familiar to us, has a lot of value. And even when things are really difficult, it's available to us. And so in meditation, most forms of meditation will begin one way or another, directing our attention to something relatively simple, mundane. The reason we do this, and the reason that meditation traditions across the planet have done this and discovered it and rediscovered it and refined it and developed it, is there's something about shifting attention to something relatively mundane, holding attention there for a while, that results in the cultivation of more concentration, clarity, stability, resilience, and so forth. And so in this meditation today, I'll invite you to notice the ambient sounds in your environment, the sensations in your body, the sensations in your body connected with the breath. And this is definitely doable. We're not gonna do it perfect, but it's doable, and it's doable enough that if we practice for a while, we can begin to notice the effects. We don't have to try to make ourselves calm. That's more effort than necessary. And it's also, even in the, you can kind of feel it, right? I'm going to make myself calm. It's like, well, dude, that's not going to work. I can tell just by your demeanor, you're not going to make yourself calm. But there may be times where we're trying to make ourselves calm, and then we begin to notice that. And indeed, we begin to notice when our attention drifts, when we get pulled away from attending to the normal, boring sensations of the breath. We begin also to include whatever it is, and this is a core of mindfulness meditation, just that recognition of, I'm really trying to get peaceful, God damn it. And just almost kind of having us, actually, not almost, we actually cultivate a sense of humor as part of this also. We're not ridiculing our minds, but we're also kind of beginning to have that humor can kind of be part of the humility of just recognizing that I am a human being. There's so much that I'm not in control of, even though we might have images and kind of a sense of self that does assume we have a lot of control. We develop a sort of humility and just that recognition, I'm thinking, I'm planning, I'm worried, and so forth. And especially with emotions, we begin to get better at feeling them in our bodies, the actual vulnerable sensations the tangible feelings that are a component of sorrow, fear, and so forth. That being said, this is permissible. It's optional. It's a field of becoming more familiar with our lives. But it's interesting. We can be really serious about this and also almost nonchalant. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's like, yeah, we're taking time, just taking the time, this 20, 25 minutes to meditate now, we'll begin in a minute, is almost enough effort just to show up here and see what happens. We make a little more effort just with this directing of attention, feeling the breath. When we notice our minds are drifting, we recognize this is our intelligence kicking in, nothing wrong with that. We include whatever's happening, but even with the emotions, we try to feel them in our bodies, always with that option to come back to the breath, keep it simple, and so forth. So the basic method involves kind of a cultivation and appreciation for this ability to place our attention, together with a huge amount of permission just to be real, not to sugarcoat or pretend. But to become more familiar. And then in this process, we do develop more concentration, more calmness, more clarity. And lo and behold, we can also have insights. And this apparently dumb activity is, in my experience, closely created with creativity as well. So let's meditate. Eyes can be open or closed. Might take a few deeper breaths as we begin, slightly deeper in breath and out breath. Might notice why you're here. Another deeper in breath, out breath. So our motivation can be supportive when we recognize, but maybe not a lot comes to mind. I invite you just to notice the sounds you can hear. Notice how easy this is. Sounds come to us, whatever that they may be. We don't need to censor sounds or manage or micromanage or organize. Just noticing this changing flow of sounds, not trying to hear everything. So mental activity, notice you can decide to place your attention primarily with sounds. That doesn't mean excluding other things, but okay, yeah. So you can stay with sounds, come back to sounds when you wish. It's also good to practice with our bodies. So when you wish, letting your attention settle into your body, just noticing what you can feel now. So we've shifted our focus from ambient sounds. The sounds are still in play, of course, but focusing now more primarily on what we can feel in our bodies, head, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet, vibration, pressure, softness, so forth. Again, not pretending, not trying to make something happen, just noticing what there is to notice. So we feel into our bodies, it can be natural to notice the normal breath. So not trying to breathe deeply the way we began. Just letting the breath take place, knowing when the in-breath begins based on sensations in the abdomen, the chest, or at the nose. Out-breath begins, unfolds, dissolves. If you're new to this and it seems too easy, actually it is this easy. It's not easy to do for a long period of time, but we don't have to do it all at once. And so the ease of just noticing this breath is good to notice. If for any reason the breath doesn't feel quite right, just shift your attention somewhere else, hands or feet or back to sounds. So it's this mental activity, focusing, sustaining attention for a while. The mind naturally cultivates its own real qualities of tranquility, clarity, and so forth. So you don't need to take my word for it. Just try it and see. And then equally, our minds by nature are active. We're not just gonna stop this activity. There's no reason to try. Even if you feel your mind is moving too fast, it's okay, just notice what happens. Thinking, planning, quite natural. Emotions, of course. Anxiety, sorrow, fear, hatred, joy. It's whatever it is, noticing, trying to feel in our bodies, the physical sensations. This can be new to some of us, so just getting used to that. But no kind of program here so much as just this permission to be real, not to perform. It's noticing what's real and then reconnecting with the breath again. So the effort is real. It's mostly a patience, a willingness to be with our own experience. We don't have to get rid of other things. The world, we're still in the world, the world's around us. So a lot going on in the midst of everything going on around us and in us. We actually have a capacity to muster some effort, to let things be as they are, just noticing. When there's confusion, what am I doing? Just noticing that, find the next in-breath as it begins, and so forth. So we'll take a, we'll take a few more minutes for the meditation together. There's no need to hurry or try to get it wrapped up. Even noticing one breath is not a small thing, just this breath. In breath, out breath. Perfectly normal for thoughts, memories, plans, and so forth to pull our attention. So we're not even really fighting that so much as just noticing it. We do try not to, sort of yield to the habitual entanglement with thoughts, the way we easily get lost and one thought leads quickly to another. This is where, for most of us, the practice of tuning into our bodies, so it's actually happening, can be the foundation. So we're not trying to control our minds so much as include our bodies more fully in moment-to-moment experience. Both the neutral, relatively neutral home base of the breath or hands or feet, as well as the sensations that are a component of emotions. Can do both at once. The priority to keep letting it be simple. This field of permission to be more familiar with our experience, what's actually happening. So thank you. It's good to practice with you. After 30 some years of doing this sort of thing quite seriously, it still remains interesting to me, both in the two ways that that kind of in my way of thinking about mindfulness practice. We can indeed practice both the cultivation of concentration, right? Focusing attention on something relatively neutral. The breath works pretty well, but it may not work well for you all the time, so that's fine. Shift to hands or feet, ambient sounds. We can do this in any posture, standing and even walking, focusing on sensations in our feet. So most, not all, but most forms of meditation begin one way or another with this activity of our minds. And it's so damn simple that it can be hard, because it's so, we just like, wait, it can't be this simple. It has to be more complicated, especially given the profound effects it can have. But the truth is, it is simple and doable and can be practiced. And even in practicing it, we're not trying to conform our own experience to some external model. It's our experience. It's our life. And we can explore what can happen in our own life when we take some time to do this. Equally, that's the second part of just having permission to be more familiar with what's happening independent of performance. Right, we're not tuning into our experience in order to do some job better. We're tuning into our experience because we're human beings. We have this capacity. We're alive. We actually are curious. It can be quite interesting just to know what it's like to be sad or angry or anxious, or for that matter, joyous, right? And so it's this field of permission independent of production, right? And that also can take some getting used to, because we want to produce, we want to get a good grade, we want approval and so forth. And so even in this process of just paying attention to our own emotions, we're cultivating a sort of beautiful connection with ourselves, which also seems to be helpful in connecting with other people. So thank you for your attention. My name is Marvin G. Belzer, the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center. It's good to practice with you.